Really, dude.
Herd random. Herd boys, we end this bitch. Okay. I'm setting this shit down. I don't really know the best place to set it down, to be frank. I'm gonna put this chair in the middle of the room. Does that seem applicable?
I feel like that's...
Was anybody using this? Best. Yeah.
No, it's no. Freaky as fuck. It's really
gonna,
freaky.
Hey, no, that's just weird. Oh, and I'm gonna eat my shrimp. Okay, boys, by the way, there's no full plan for anything going on.
Alright.
A little bit ashy.
What did I say?
Little late night microdose session. Also, this is his wife. Mm-hmm. That's her deagle, by the way. That's her mint colored deagle, which mint is one of the most gangster sessions I've ever seen in my fucking life. Oh my! And then they just go straight into this type of fucking shot, whole different camera type shit. Crazy. Anyways, sorry. There's a podcast over there now.
Kendrick's fucking crazy.
We out here listening to Toby Neguay. Or I guess I should do some sort of intro. It's me and young T-Dog and young T-Dog slash Keegan and young Ty and young handsome Max in the building. I'm on the podcast in a brick, but we just finna start this one and see where it lands us. We do an hour tops, give or take, but then people gotta do their own thing anyways. And then also, near or at the end, probably knock out like a game or seven of Smash, you know what I'm saying, just for shits and giggles, since there are all four of us here.
Yeah,
I think it'll be very, very exceptional. But then for the podcast, I really just kind of got some weed rolled, and then I just took a little bit of acid, and then I made some popcorn shrimp. I'm gonna down that popcorn shrimp in a second. And then I thought Toby Neguay was gonna play, but I think a little bit of fat Hispanic rappers might play in the background too, and I'm fine with that. I'm not gonna stop it, to be honest with you. T-Dog, do you want to talk about your bender at all?
Oh, yeah.
Shit. I mean, I don't even know where to start from.
Did you have fun? Where was you out and about at? You know what I'm saying? You ain't got to dox anybody, but...
All right, man. So, like,
is that the homies?
It started Friday night.
Yep.
After I got off work.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. I went to my brother's house, you feel me? Mm-hmm. And we were just sitting there, we were hanging out and everything. And I was like, fuck it, man, you want to get drunk?
Yep.
He was like, all right, I'm chill with that.
So not reasonable. Right,
let's go to the gas station real quick. Mm-hmm. So we got a few drinks. And then woke up, and I was like, oh, shit, I got to go to my cousin's. So I woke up, man, I went home and everything, got ready, made some buffalo dip, some mac and cheese, you feel me?
What time in the morning did you make buffalo dip?
Bro, this is at like 10 o'clock. All right, I didn't go to sleep till
I'm wildly disappointed. But
hold on, man. I didn't go to sleep.
Who the fuck is eating buffalo? Sorry, go ahead.
Hold on. I made it that early. Okay. But I didn't wake up till I didn't go to sleep till like 5 in the morning.
Well, hold on. Oh, a whole separate question. You made it heated it up, like microwaved it?
Fuck
or like
no.
You put together an entire buffalo chicken dip
straight
at 10 a.m.
from scratch, man.
Gotcha. And I applaud it, but you're insane.
Bought the shit the day before. Mm-hmm. So I'd have it. Went home, took a shower and everything, made it.
Yeah.
Wasn't hungover, but I was like, all right, that's cool. While I'm making it, I'm cracking a few.
Might as well. That's 10 a.m.
Just to get it going.
Yeah, just to get it going.
It's a nice breakfast.
You're eating buffalo chicken dip for breakfast. You gotta also have beer.
I didn't eat the buffalo chicken dip, though. I went... So my cousin was having a housewarming party.
And I want popcorn shrimp.
No, I'm good.
No, thank you.
So cousin was having... Goddamn, fucking popcorn shrimp. So then he was having a housewarming party, and that started, I thought it started at 3. So I went there at like 2 to help him set up. Mm-hmm. Turns out, that shit didn't start till 4.
Goddamn. So y'all just, what, jerked y'all off and shit? JK,
I get there, and shit's already set up, so I'm like, what the fuck, why am I here? You know, I was like, it don't start for another hour. Mm. I'm chilling, I was talking to my cousin.
Reasonable.
And he comes out, and speaking of this dude right here, mm-hmm. This dude is crazy.
That Mexican OT, you feel me?
Mexican OT.
I love that bro.
Bro, he's amazing.
Mm. Bro, his little like sing-song shit he be doing in his songs, I love the way he just kind of singing.
I mean, he's kind of built like DJ Khaled. I don't know how he didn't break the horse.
Bro, which is hilarious, honestly. Like, if DJ Khaled just like went to some GTA barber shop type shit and then got a different wardrobe, they'd be wildly similar.
Yeah, they would.
They would be wildly
haircut
similar.
And everything, man.
They both even have the rasp in their voice and shit.
Yeah.
Except this motherfucker just rolls his R's, which is far cooler. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. All right, so,
asparagus. I'm sorry.
Back to that thing.
Yeah.
So, I show up at his house. He comes on everything. And I'm like, hey, man, did, I mean, you already looked set up.
Yeah, help.
He's like, nah, man, we did this morning. So I was like, all right, that's cool. I mean, it starts at like 3, right? Yeah. He's like, no, it starts at 4.
Darn.
So I was like, shit, what am I going to do for the 2 hours?
Yeah, people ain't
So he's just showing me where shit's at. He's like, yeah, this is where this is going to go. This is where this is going to go. Uh-huh. And then he was like, this cooler's over there. And he started naming the shit that was in him. And then he was like, the one all the way to your left has Miller's in it.
Nice.
Or Coronas, yeah. And he was like, nah, Miller's were in one, Coronas, there was like, fuck, probably like 50 Coronas in this one cooler. And probably like, there was a shit ton of Millers, and there was like 2 coolers and Millers. So we're all sitting there, and I was like, you know what, fuck it, I ain't gonna stop drinking now.
Yeah, I mean,
I was like, I got 2 hours, man.
Most reasonable thing to do.
So I started drinking, and then by the time the people started showing up, I was like, well, shit, I'm already on like my 7th beer, and nobody's even here yet.
I'm already storking. And no one's fucking arrived.
Yeah. Almost. So then people are getting there, and there was supposed to be like hella people there. It was supposed to be like probably like 50, 70 people show up. Only like 30 did, which isn't not bad.
Yeah.
There was like family there and you know, cousins, friends, and everything.
Glory.
So then we're all drinking and everything. We're having a fun time. Fire's going. There was one point where, because I hadn't had anything to drink in the last like probably 20 hours, except for alcohol. Haven't had anything to drink, no water, no coffee, no juice, nothing. So I'm sitting there and I'm like, well, shit.
What's the move, you know?
I need to drink something that's not alcohol.
Yeah, you gotta get nutrients.
And then one of the dudes there, he was like, hey, man, I got these Arizona teas. So I was like, all right, man, I'll take one of them. I was like, you know, I'll take one. Turns out,
fake tea.
Arizona also makes spiked Arizona.
Oh yeah, they fucking do.
And it tastes just like the tea.
Just in case.
You can't even tell there's alcohol.
You wouldn't even know what's going on.
Hell no.
Easy drink.
I downed
yourself,
like 5 of them real quick, because I was like, I just need something else in my system. And then we all started eating and everything, and for some reason I was like, damn dude, I'm really hungry.
Sorry.
So I got,
for some reason,
dude, I got like 2 full plates. And I ate it, and I was like, this probably wasn't a good idea. 5 minutes later, I feel like shit.
Yep.
And I'm like, fuck.
Good luck.
So I was like, man, maybe I need to sit down for a little bit. So I go inside, and for some reason, I turned on the Xbox, and I just started playing COD for some reason.
I just load up Call of Duty.
And
there's a certain amount of beers you hit where you just load up Call of Duty in a stranger's house.
Dude, I don't know what it was. Like, I somehow...
Which COD?
Dude, it
was... Important question, Ty. Very important question.
So every time I'm drinking, I always want to play zombies, like BO2 zombies.
Okay, facts.
Okay.
I respect that. I respect that entirely.
Actually, the night before, so Friday night when I first started drinking, we bought Mob of the Dead, which is like an add-on for BO2.
Yeah,
love Mob of the Dead, bro.
Fucking goated.
We've had to just also talk about zombies in a second, but keep going.
Dude.
I love Mob of the Dead.
So then I'm sitting there, and I put my account on the Xbox, completely forgot I did it. So then I started playing, and then people are coming in and out, and they're just sitting there staring at me, and I look over, and I'm like, hey, what's up? And they're like, dude, are you playing fucking zombies right now? And I was like, yeah. They're like, dude, let me hop on with you. So I was like, all right, fuck it. So we played a little bit of that, and then I was like, man, this is boring. I need another drink. So I go back outside.
As all starts.
Look, I don't know, man. So then I go outside, and I just start drinking some more. I come back inside, and for some reason, someone hooked up the Switch.
Nice.
So they're playing fucking Mario Party.
Mario Party, bro. Mario Party.
Yeah. Can I tell you, I haven't played Mario Party in like 7
Mario
years.
Party.
I used to have that shit on my DS.
Yeah, I had it on my 3DS. Right.
3DS.
Bro, the DS.
I had it on the
OG 3DS XL.
3DS XL? You spoiled piece of shit.
I never had the
XL. I was a piece of shit back. Okay.
Hell no. I had the OG DS. It wasn't even mine, it was my brother's. And it was like 5 years old when I got OG DS. And I played fucking Mario Party on that shit.
I want a DS shaped like a classic Hispanic woman, bro.
Yes,
I love that shit, honestly.
They were so thick for no reason.
Oh my god, mad rectangle for no reason.
Exactly.
Swollen geometry, bro.
Mine had a mad rectangle case.
I'm sitting there, and I was like, you know what, I'm gonna fuck all of y'all. Nerf case, what the fuck?
Yeah, it was yellow.
Nerf case?
Yeah, it was bright yellow. My 3DS.
Yes, though?
Yeah, it was Nerf.
Shot bullets, bro.
I wish. That would be great.
You can finish your thing, because I'm going to ask y'all about the Nerf Wii game.
All right. So, I was like, I'll fuck all y'all up in Mario Party. Turns out, I completely forgot how to play it. I was getting my ass kicked. So then I was like, fuck this, I'm done. I go outside, and I don't know when they set up the cornhole boards, but
one step from another.
I am a dog at cornhole. When I'm sober.
Crazy.
When I'm sober.
When I'm sober, I'm great.
I assume.
So, I'm guessing that means you weren't.
Hell no. I could not land a bag on the board. And when I did, it would... Dude.
Keegan, you look like by the time you're 29, you're going to dominate the cornhole boards on the grill.
Hell yeah, man.
I don't know how you'll be as an actual, like, father, give or take, but, like, on the, the cornhole boards and the grill, you finna rock that shit, dude.
Hell no.
You finna rock that shit, bro.
Man, I'm gonna be like that cool uncle, you feel me?
I feel like you look like Kelsey, or what's that motherfucker, Travis Kelce and Garth Brooks combined.
I think if he's going on 3-day benders, he might not have balls left.
He might not be able
honestly,
to
honestly, I mean,
fucking,
just...
Yeah, there might not be a 29 there.
Alright, let me finish. So then, later on, blah, 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 it comes, like, 2 in the morning. And we're all still drinking by the fire. There's only like 10 of us left. All of us at this point are staying at my cousin's house. We're all way too fucked up
y'all
to drive.
There.
So then we're at the fire. And then my cousin's like, yo, y'all want to smoke? We go inside. We roll up. We're upstairs in his house. We're all smoking.
Reasonable.
We come down. We go back outside. Within like 10 minutes, this dude that was there fell asleep outside in front of the fire.
Oh, God.
Once we realized he was asleep, we were like, you know what? Let's fuck with him.
I got to show you these pictures,
man. Oh, you got pictures?
There's smoke somewhere in me that hasn't come out.
When I tell you, this shit, random picture of titties.
That would
when I show you,
happy.
Dude, we had cans on his head.
Oh, bro, that's all you gotta do, bro.
We were taking his koozie in and out of his hand.
The motherfucker falls asleep.
I was just sitting here.
Dude, he is
we
small.
Were trying to put once in his mouth. Hold on. It gets better. There was a point where I took his shoe off of his foot and put it on top of his head.
Incredible.
Is that a Burger King crown? Is that a Burger King crown?
No, that's just a head.
Just like, I asked if that was a crime. I was like, die, not as far as I know. So I'm going to jail for making
this man did not move. I had his legs in the air trying to take his shoes off. That sounds really gay.
Yeah, no, I'm trying to take his shoes off. That's the important part.
So. Yeah. I'm trying to take his shoes off. I get it off. I thought he woke up. Turns out he just like kind of turned his head and started, you know, just like.
There's that blackout acknowledgement of your surroundings where you just don't actually know what's going on.
Exactly.
You're just capable of being like, oh, I'm here.
Yeah. So then he did that and then he put his head back and just started snoring again. So I was like, this is my chance. I prop his head up, put the shoe on his head, take a picture real quick, slide his shoe back on. Everyone around the fire that's left is just staring at me like, how the hell did you just do that?
Slowly but surely.
And you know. It's just one of those things that I've done a lot of times. It takes practice. Like,
you've done a lot of times.
I'm telling you, do not fall asleep around me, around a fire outside while you're pissed drunk.
Oh,
you will get
God.
Fucked with.
It's such a fucking blast, honestly, dude.
So then,
those sandwiches.
Night ends, I go to sleep and everything. I wake up. What do I have for breakfast? More fucking Miller.
Oh, yeah. Goddamn right.
Oh, that was going to be the buff dip, bro.
I'm bro, Tom. I'm going to circle back moment. Where's the buffalo chicken dip?
Buffalo chicken dip? Oh, my God. It was out there for maybe 5 minutes, and that entire pan of buffalo chicken dip was gone.
He didn't make enough.
People
tore that shit up.
Oh, you got
it. It was crazy.
That way you could.
I'm just like that with the buffalo chicken dip,
oh
man.
My God,
I gotta make that for y'all.
For a pregnant bitch, she's so intimidating. I kind of want to pipe her. You feel me? It's crazy. Obviously, I wouldn't. That's Toby's goal. That's fat. You feel me? But could you imagine a person named Fat and a person named Fat having sex? That's crazy.
That'd be crazy.
What the fuck would you say?
Yeah, I don't fucking
know. Fat, you like that fat? You... Nah, I don't know. I'm losing at this point. That's crazy. All right.
So then I wake up, and for some reason, I didn't go to sleep till like almost 4.
Okay. Yeah.
Everyone in the house somehow wakes up at 7.
Okay, God bless.
7 in the morning, and we all sitting there, and one of us goes, hey, man, let's go to Denny's.
It's a reasonable request.
So I was like, yeah, all right. And then I know Denny's is trash.
Yeah, especially
it sucks, man. But I was like, I'm hungry. Let's go to Denny's. We went to Denny's.
I'm over to Denny's.
And we're all walking in. And me and this other dude, we sitting there, and we have beers in our hand. And we're like, yeah, we probably shouldn't have brought this in. Nobody questioned us walking in.
Just
to Denny's.
Incredible.
No one even looked. No
Denny's.
One batted an eye.
Fruitland,
we get
right?
to the Fruitland God Denny's.
Right.
We get to the table.
They don't care.
Bro, they don't give
a shit.
I did my senior... Sorry. Yeah, they don't give a fuck, dude. Bro, you've got to. That'd be incredible. I did my senior portraits there. They don't give a shit.
You had your senior portraits at Denny's? We're gonna have to hear this story.
We gotta
hear about that in a
Absolutely.
Second.
That's a bookmark.
So we go to Denny's. We just dude. We crush our beers. We put them on the booth next to us. And then we get our food, and when we're about to leave, some dude comes around, he's taking our plates, you know, and we put the beers on the plates. He doesn't say a word, he just grabs a plate and just keeps going.
Incredible.
We leave, I got a glass of chocolate milk.
Yeah, you
terrible
did.
Mix. Do not mix beer and chocolate milk together.
Yeah, there's no way.
Terrible. We're walking out, and my cousin looks at me and says, dude, you won't take that. And I said, who
won't? The chalky milk?
And for some reason, I had a koozie in my pocket. I don't know how the hell I got it in my pocket, but it was in there. So I just put the cup in the koozie and just walked out with it.
God bless.
Not a single worker questioned me. They all were like, have a good night. Have a good night. And I was like, okay.
Good morning.
Yeah, dude. Morning, night, same
morning
shit. All right, it was, dude. If it was morning enough.
That's ridiculous.
How far into this 3-day adventure are we at this point?
That's how you're asking the important question.
We're on the last day.
Last day, okay.
We're on the last day. This is yesterday.
This
is yesterday, Sunday. Yeah. So we leave and we go back to my cousin's house, and then I was like, "Damn, what time is it? It's only 9 o'clock." I was like, "You got to be kidding me! I'm too awake for this." Earliest I've ever been awake on a Sunday in probably the last 5 years.
Jesus Christ.
So then I was like, man, I kind of want to be home by like 1. I want to watch the game.
That reasonable.
Yeah.
But I continued drinking.
That was like $13
and I was like,
game.
You lost $13 on that
13
game?
13 whole dollars.
God damn.
One of my boys got like $300 on
What'd
a game.
What'd you bet?
Today or yesterday.
I went Patriots, Dolphins, and Ravens. And then Dolphins and Ravens, bro.
We fucking lost, Chargers lost to the Dolphins, pissed.
Bro.
So fucking pissed.
I was hyped, but we were watching the Patriots game. So I'm looking at the Dolphins score. Like,
it's
because
you bet against
into,
my team.
Bro, I was about to turn 13 into like 76 or whatever. And then I'm watching the Patriots game and looking at the Dolphins like highlights or whatever. I'm like, oh shit, we 2-for-3. And then Patriots just slowly but surely start fucking their, oh my God.
The Giants got fucked.
The Eagles fucked them up in the first quarter. First quarter was 16-0, 2 defensive touchdowns, and
Jesus
a field
Christ.
Goal. That shit was crazy.
I'm pretty
and
sure
then all of a sudden I looked at the score and it's 16-14 half.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what just happened?
Yeah, she was mad swift.
And then
had some false hope in that bitch.
You know, Patriots scored a touchdown like 4 minutes left in the game. It was 25-20, and then Patriots got the ball back. And I was like, oh my God, no way they're about to beat the Eagles.
Yep.
And they couldn't do it.
Terribly unfortunate. Fucking unfortunate.
So then I get back to my house, it's like 2 o'clock, and I was like, alright, I'm just going to watch the rest of the game.
Yeah, of course.
Watch Washington get fucking molested the first half, came back, we ended up winning the game, doesn't matter. But the entire time I'm watching the game, I'm just drinking still, and I didn't realize it. So then, game ends, and I'm sitting there, and then my uncles come over for dinner, and I'm just sitting there, and they're like, dude, are you good? And I'm like, yeah, dude, I'm doing great.
I'm great.
And they're like, how much have you had to drink? And I was like... in the last hour or in the last 2 days? And they were like,
what
last
2
question? Days? And I was like, I don't know, man. I've probably had like 60 Millers, probably 10
Jesus
Arizona
Christ.
Spike Tees, couple shots, nothing crazy. And they're like, how are you living? I said, I don't know how my liver and kidneys haven't failed. My heart's still beating. I don't care.
Bro,
I'm pushing through.
You're at an undisclosed age, but it's I think you're still resilient to it. You know what I'm saying? Like I think you're just at the right enough age to where, I don't know, bro. Either you're fucked at like 30, way too early, or you're just gonna keep recovering until like the right age where you just get napped.
Dude, who
he's
knows?
He's just gonna he's gonna be in perfect health until he's 85, and then on that 86th birthday, it's just gonna be
everything collapses at once.
It's just like, oh, so you just had simultaneous liver, kidney, heart, lung, fucking
That's
stomach, and brain.
Bro, I thought I had ball cancer the other day. I was supposed to get it at 25, or I'm statistically at the age for it and shit, especially because my dad lost a nut. My dad's like got one testicle.
Hell no.
That's...
Yeah.
I thought I had testicular cancer.
Yep.
Remember at work when I was like, damn, dude, my balls are fucking
Bro,
with me.
It's that
I thought
large
it was,
gland.
I thought it was, I thought I pulled a muscle in my groin.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought I was just fucking with it. Hell no. I was like feeling my. I'm looking up on it. I'm like, damn, dude, I might just have testicular cancer.
Like a third testicle or some shit.
And I was feeling it. I was like, bro, why are one of my nuts normal and the other's like the size of a fucking tennis ball?
Yep.
This is not right. So then I'm like, dude, I gotta go to the doctor. I look at my wallet. I don't have my insurance card. It's with my mom. My mom moved to Georgia.
Yep.
So I'm like, holy shit, I'm double fucked.
Yeah,
I can't go to the doctor. I'm gonna die from testicular cancer.
That'd be something that happened that quick. Like 3 days later, it was stage 4. You're just
stage
4
testicular cancer.
90% of my body.
Dude, that would be crazy. But I'm looking at it, and I was looking at all the other things, and I was like, nah, I don't have any of this. You know, none of the symptoms for this shit, none of that, none of this. So I was like, dude, it's just swollen.
Yep.
And then literally 2 days later, it's like nothing happened. Yep. I was like, damn, all right, I'm straight. And my mom called me. She's like, hey, did you ever go to the doctor for, you know, you said you wanted your insurance card. You didn't tell me what you need to go to the doctor for. Yeah. And I was like, yeah, I just thought I had testicular cancer. Yeah, and she was like, she started laughing. And I said, no, like, I'm dead serious.
I'm dead ass, bitch. I thought I had ball cancer.
Yeah, I was like, I thought I was about to lose a nut and not be able to have kids.
There was a moment where I almost... It hit me so hard while I was at work where I considered, like, asking Biggs to look at my balls. You know what I'm saying?
Dude, it got to that point.
That's the only motherfucker, you know what I'm saying, where I felt comfortable in that position. Where I was like, bro, I might. But I came home, and yeah, there's a little gland. There's, like, dick and then sack, and then there's, like, a little gland slash, like, blood vessel that's thicker than other ones. And sometimes
it's like
can, like,
in
swell
your
up
sack.
And shit. Yeah, it can, like, swell up and shit.
So it swells up, and it makes you look like your nut's fucking
bro.
Huge.
Yep.
But in reality, your nut's the right size.
Yep.
It's just the gland is so swollen that it's pushing your nuts.
Dude.
So
I had
your balls
friend.
Got hard.
Give or take.
Yeah.
Give or take, balls get a little hard. It's a real
so
thing.
Then, I was talking to my buddies about it, and he was like, are your balls hard or are they soft? And I was like, I don't know, man.
That's a hard thing to determine.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know.
That's a very hard thing to determine.
Let me, like, ask my balls real quick if they're, like, full blood or crimp or if they're, like, fucking just softies, like the fucking nerds at school.
You never know.
So
there's no gauge. Nobody tells you your balls should be this level of swishy or this level of hard.
There's no gauge at all, dude. I'm looking for my senior quarters. Sorry.
It's all good, man. So hurry up to finish the story up about my bender. So, it becomes, like, 9 o'clock, and I haven't had Nick in, like, 3 days.
Yeah.
So, actually, in, like, 2 days, because I had your Nick, because you let me use it when I was in Dish.
Big shout-out Mango Mania.
So, yeah, big shout-out Mango Mania, Raz Vapes,
yep,
get out of them. So then, I'm sitting there, and I was looking on Snap Maps. I was like, damn, who's around me that has Nick? And then I texted this random person on there. Not really random, like, I knew who they were. And I texted them and I was like, yo, are you home? And they're like, yeah, why? I was like, you got Nick? And they're like, yeah. I said, all right, can I come hit it? And they're like, yeah, here's my Addy. Most random thing ever. I've never, like, hung out with this person. Never really talked to them like that. And then I just randomly text them, like, hey, can I hit your Nick? And they're like, yeah. So I go to there. I pull up on them. I'm hitting their Nick. And then I get out of my car. I'm like, dude, I got to walk around. And they're like, why? I was like, dude, I'm on a bender right now. And they're like, why the fuck did you drive here? And I was like, I needed the Nick.
Yeah, it's also a great statement.
Like, I was feeding bad.
It's also a great statement.
So then, I'm sitting there, I'm in the Nick, and I was like, damn, I need to sit down again. So I just sit in the middle of this fucking road, and I'm just looking at the sky, and I'm just looking at the stars, and they're like, dude, are you good? And I'm like, nah.
Nah.
I just need to lay here for a minute. And I laid there for like 15 minutes.
Recovery.
It was crazy shit. Got home and everything. And I was sitting on my couch, and I was like, yeah, I think I'm done drinking for a little bit. I just went to sleep, woke up this morning, and I was like, yeah, fuck, I need some Advil and some coffee. And that's about what ended my bender.
Did you even get water, like, at any point?
No, there was no water.
I
knew
you got the chocolate milk.
That's the worst part. The chocolate milk is, one, crazy that you went chocolate milk. Two, crazy that you went, at least you had some chocolate milk. Not valid. Not valid at all. You don't need bone strength in that moment. You need nutrition.
Hell no. What I needed was a Gator Light from Rofo.
Yeah.
They work miracles.
That's
Jesus
so
Christ.
Silly, honestly, dude.
Something crazy that me and my friend discovered.
Thinking
about the Arizona Spike tea. So Dunkin' makes this crazy thing now.
Please tell me. Please tell me spiked coffee.
Oh. Spot on. Good job.
Come on.
Or it's iced tea, but.
Iced tea factual.
Dunkin' makes spiced Ike tea.
Oh, yeah. Hey, John, one more time, buddy.
Iced tea.
He just got off a 3-day.
Spiced Ike tea. All spiked Ike, dude.
Homie just got off of a...
Oh, God.
My English has been declining in the last 3 days.
Bro, that's hilarious.
Yeah,
because
your brain is fucking dying, Keegan. You just killed, like, half of your brain cells.
When I woke up this morning...
The two that you have.
I've never been more funky-minded in my life.
I mean, you've got one brain cell.
I felt like I had a really bad trip and woke up. Like, that's how foggy my mind was.
So that's... So I'm sure he was at the feeling of, like, you've never taken acid before in your life, and you just took, like, an entirety of, like, one whole shroom, and that's, like, waking up from that.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Bro, I accidentally took too many shrooms last night.
It felt like I was off of like 4 grams.
That doesn't look like you.
Yeah, that's also me from like a brick ago.
I gotta see these pictures from the boys.
Yeah, this is crazy.
You boys can check those out. That's me from
the brick ago. I've been to Denny's for every single school dance.
Oh my god, that's what Fat looked like when he was a kid.
That's me at y'all's age, actually, I think.
Holy that's crazy. Shit,
that's fucking
shit,
crazy.
Yeah, that's me at y'all's age.
I can see it, but it's like hard to look.
It's without crazy. The beard is insane.
Without the beard is wild, but right? Look at that smile.
Smile's still the same,
it's
man. The,
it's still the same.
Same old, bro.
Yeah, but you're not doing that pose.
Yeah, I just don't do that. I ain't been hitting the
You ain't doing that pose.
Yeah, those are a lot of the old boys and shit. We went to, we used to always win shit at the fucking claw machine. We were so goddamn good at that fucking claw machine.
Oh, this one's nice and personal.
Bro, nice and personal, you feel me?
Seeing your pictures when, of Denny's is just crazy.
Dude, I got a whole hell fucking no, thing of them bitches.
The
bro.
Moral of the story from my 3-day bender is...
Please.
Don't go on a 3-day
bender. Don't go on 3-day benders, and I'm not drinking again for like a month. But I said that last time, and I'll probably end up drinking on this, like this upcoming weekend.
That's right. I think you make like a week. That'd be gangster, you know?
Oh, I might go home and crack it for you. Who knows?
You never know, dude.
You never know.
Bro, I got back from rehab and had no plans on smoking until like an hour and a half after I was home. And I was like, oh, gosh, I'm smoking. I miss this shit, dude.
So the rehab did not stick.
Bro, no, rehab stuck because I didn't do anything crazier after what said was rehab. But I just didn't cut myself out of fucking weed, just cocaine and alcohol after that and shit.
Which is fair. I think those weed is it's not gonna fuck your entire life up.
Yeah.
Whereas
cocaine alcohol were getting a little fucking silly.
I mean you're all natural now pretty much.
Yeah, I take like a daily like ADHD medication.
That's
the only like
different.
Stimulant or this or that that I take. Past that,
is it Adderall? My bands.
It's the like generic version of like Ritalin. So it's like 4 or 5 layers down from Adderall, you know what I'm saying? Like,
so it's not crazy.
Really isn't, honestly. It really is like the base stimulant, basically. Because it took a while for me, because the issue with, fun fact, boys don't get addicted to cocaine and have ADHD. Because if you do, it's going to take years of your fucking life to convince a doctor to prescribe you a stimulant, like an ADHD medication, when you... give or take, had a cocaine problem for like 6 months of your life.
Speaking of cocaine.
Tell me about it.
Good transition.
Middle of my bender, I had enough to take a small bump.
Yep.
Just to sober me up enough to where I could be alive. So I said, fuck it, and just hit the small bump.
It's applicable. It's
just, I forgot how like dilated your pupils get.
Oh yeah, it's also good. It's crazy.
And then everyone started asking me, hey man, are you good?
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, dude, why? They're like, your pupils are dilated.
You just
like crazy, and I was like, nah, man, this is just me normal.
Very quickly, you people doing shit tons of amount, or not
this
even
is
tons, small. Tons of
an insane fucking shot,
Max. I like.
He's got a Porsche. He's got. Is that a fucking Firebird?
So these are all,
dude.
These are all
OG.
Vintage. Like
what is
hyper,
that, Camaro?
Hyper
no, that's
vehicles
a,
or whatever.
Yeah, it's like a 70s Camaro with a.
There,
fucking,
wait for it.
That's Bumblebee shit.
I was about to say, wait for it. It's going to fucking say what I'm about to say in just a second, and the bam. They are the main three Transformers, because Tobey Nguyen is not only one of the actors from the Transformers movie, the newest Transformers movie, but he wrote one of the, like theme song, like the intro song for the new Transformers movie.
Respectfully, the newest Transformers movie was kind of bad.
It was not incredible. I watched it while, like, zooted as fuck and thought it was neat, but it was Tobey that kept me in that bitch, honestly.
Real shit, though.
I'm gonna fall in
there. I get a fountain of it.
Bro, yeah, you can get a little cherry Pepsi from Apollo. Go for it.
I need something to drink.
And M&M just...
Oh, yeah, sorry. I think it's just a general playlist. We got a little music video action on the background for the podcast listeners. And this newest one is...
the OG Lyrical Lemonade.
It's OG Lyrical Lemonade.
Oh, my God.
With Juice and Corday. Except it came out, like, a few weeks ago. Bro.
After Juice has been dead
like
for...
like 2-3 years, whatever the fuck it is
damn.
Now.
What, like in HD or something?
Bro, it's some straight up AI CGI. Which, it's very hard to do it in the right manner. But if you'll notice, they do it the... Bro, they do it the perfect fucking way. Sorry to the podcast listeners for just a moment while we experience true music.
I'm so tempted to say our audio.
That was one of the cleanest transitions I've ever seen.
That's what the whole video is gonna do, bro. It's as they walk through the hall and shit. It's his face on Courtney's body. He throws up.
Yep. And Cordae back in this bitch. It's beautiful. And we just right back to Cordae type shit. It's so fucking cool, man. I think it's some footage at the end of it, shit about like Juice and Cordae in the booth like years ago before he passed and shit. And it's wild, the transitions are flawless type shit, like, oh, yeah. I found a newfound appreciation for music videos lately, because at home, bro, and I'm honestly stupid, and I'm gonna give one of my stupid homies mad props for this one, honestly. I've had this TV for like 3 years, and didn't realize that the speaker is on the bottom of the television. Like, this is a television that's meant to be hung up, and I had no fucking idea until it's been laying on this nightstand with the speakers here and here, and I'm sitting at home,
so it's
going,
all just muffled.
Why does music not come out of my fucking TV, right? Like, I'm listening to everything on high volume, and that's fine to watch TV on, but why is, like, music never coming on my TV the way it's supposed to? And to my homies over here, who, like, works on the shit, and does TVs, and, like, does, like, the Best Buy, whatever type shit, and picks up and goes, fuck, your speakers are underneath of the fucking TV. Put this on something, bro. And I was like, what the fuck? Put the shit under, and now it's perfect. Now I just go listen to music videos like crazy, honestly. It's a great way to start the day.
I'll be one of the wildest things ever.
It's beautiful. Beautiful. Cordae, Juice WRLD, Lyrical Lemonade. Shit's fucking gangster as F, honestly, dude. Also, there's no way I'm not gonna not talk about the Nerf video game for the Wii. Are you guys aware of what that
there's
was or ever play it?
The what?
What?
Yeah, bro. There was a rated, like, E for everyone.
Nerf
video game for the Wii. Where you could either just straight up like Wiimote that shit, or you could actually buy for like $17.99 the shit to put your remote in, and it was like a Nerf gun. It was like a Nerf gun you bought at like fucking Best Buy or Walmart or whatever that had the shit in it, and you would point and shoot your fucking Wii remote, and it would be like an arsenal of Nerf guns. But the whole thing was like you didn't even have enemies; you had like dummies and targets. But it was just Nerf. There were just darts coming out of their shit, and it would go. Psst.
Like on the original Wii?
Bro, on the OG, like, 2007 Nintendo Wii, it was Nerf, and you could shoot the fucking guns, and you had, like, this arsenal of Nerf guns you could pick out and shit. Shit was fucking bonkers, silly, stupid, honestly, but it was so much fucking fun, dude.
Hold up, dude. Back to this video right here?
Yeah.
You got Juice and Cordae, and in the background, you see Ski.
Yeah.
And in my head, the only thing I just thought of was imagine a song with Juice, Cordae, Ski, and X.
Bro, oh my god.
With X, because X and Ski were amazing.
Yeah.
Dynamic duo right there. And then you got Juice and Cordae, they're amazing together. Imagine all four of them on. Because even Juice and Ski together, they were great.
Fucking beautiful.
So imagine all four of them on like a dude.
It would be so gangster. And it's so cool that they have this type of shit, like the archive footage or whatever you call it. But also, okay, speaking of Nintendo Wii. Right, who had their phone available? Someone should Google Little League World Series 2008.
On Wii?
Bro.
I was a dog.
Wait, so you played that motherfucking game?
I played that game.
Bro,
I was a dog.
My Craig, my papa, my fake real dad, right?
Yeah.
That's the motherfucker on the cover.
He's on the cover?
That's the motherfucker that wears three. The orange pitcher in the number three jersey is Craig East, my like best friend growing up. And he's the pitcher who wears number three, and in the Little League World Series that he took his team to and won, they put like his jersey color and his shit on the cover. They just didn't use like real names, so he never got paid any money because he was like 14. But he's the motherfucker with the jersey on the cover of Little League World Series 2008 for the Nintendo Wii.
That
it's
might
like,
be the craziest.
My boy Craig, and it's that I don't know if I've ever told you boys. I told a lot of people at work and shit, but it was that around when that happened. Which is probably one of the most humiliating moments of my life I can say out loud, was when my best friend Craig embarrassed the fuck of me. Have I told you guys about the Key of the City shit? I may have told one or two of you, I don't know if everyone.
I'm sorry.
But
I've heard of it.
Yeah, so there
you're
was
talking about Maya Bellis?
Yeah, bro.
Yeah.
It was we had a mayor years and years ago came in when I was running the pizza shop, and he gave everyone keychains to the city, like little rubber keychains type shit. And oh, this song is so good. And so when he came in, he, like, told us all, like, jokingly that we all had, like, keys to the city because we had, like, the best pizza in Salisbury or whatever. And I was like, oh, that's so dope. Like, I appreciate it, whatever the fuck. And they immediately went over to my boy Craig's place, who I've been best friends with, like, 3, 4, 5 years maybe even at this point. And, like, bro, you would not believe what happened to me at work today. And he was like, what? And I, like, before I even pulled it out, I was like, dude, I got the key to the city today. The mayor came into the pizza shop, and I'm like pulling the rubber keychain out of my pocket to like make the joke. And he literally just goes, oh, Fat, no, you don't. I have the key to the city. And I was like, and he just real quick on the shelf pulls out a fucking box, opens the box, 8-inch long fucking golden key to the fucking city with like the newspaper article and shit of him shaking the mayor's hand after he won the Little League World Series in like 2007 or whatever at like 14 years old. And he was also like 19 at this time. I'm like 16, 17. And he's like, oh yeah, no, you don't have it. I do. And I was like, oh, my best friend in for the past 5 years is the guy that actually has the key to the city. That's maybe there's more than one.
Was that one of the dudes on the pictures?
That was Craig wearing the, he's the most handsome of the few. Even though there was a muscular guy in an American shirt. He's not as muscular now, still handsome. But the other guy who was handsome was Craig. Yeah. And I'll pull one of the quick photos of him. But yeah, dude, he was in the fucking... Craig was so gangster without any proper context.
This man, right here, boy Craig.
Bro, that's crazy! That's crazy! 97 seconds later, Max pulls out 14-year-old picture of Craig. That's fucking comedy, honestly.
He was a pitcher? That's insane!
He was the pitcher, bro.
He was starting pitcher.
Pitcher, Max. Only pitcher. That motherfucker knocked out 9.5 innings at 14 years old and won the World Series for his fucking team, bro. No relief. At 14, throwing like, whatever, 60, 70 fucking miles an hour. That motherfucker
has been crazy.
Insane his whole life, bro. But he's just also such a silly willy. Like, nobody understands the ridiculousness of that
little
league. You see the motherfucker in the orange jersey on the cover?
I didn't look up the cover. I didn't see the cover.
Yeah, the cover of it has... That's him on the left.
Number five,
my fault. I couldn't remember if it was 3, 8, or 5. But yeah, that's handsome Craig on the fucking left, even back in the Dizay. But dude, Craig, I could... Damn, I'm gonna kind of trip him a little bit. I could tell crazy stories about Craig, bro. That motherfucker. Craig is the man who tore his ACL playing football or whatever. Did the required amount of like physical therapy and whatever you're supposed to do for it. And then on his last day of physical therapy, leaves the doctor's office.
It's Craig.
Can I cover? Yeah, bro, that's the boy. That's the boy. That's my man's, bro. That's just crazy as fuck, dude.
I can see why he wouldn't get rights to that because it's animated.
Exactly, bro. That's the fucking problem.
Shit.
And they were all so young. According to him, not a single motherfucker in the World Series got paid for that. It was like maybe some of the parents or coaches, and like that was it. Not a single kid made any money. But he was, so towards ACL, right, physical therapy, and doctor's like, okay, this was the last day of physical therapy, you're clear to, like, go to the gym and do, like, light workouts and, like, light exercise again and everything. And he went home and wasn't happy with that, like, wasn't good enough. He was like, oh, I can't do full exercises, I can't, like, press hundreds of pounds and shit, and immediately, that's not good enough for me. So at my old apartment, he downed, I don't know the right terminology, but, like, $64.99 worth of Jack Daniels, and then ran from downtown to the SU baseball field, because we just lost track of him. He just left, and we realized that there was not very much alcohol left in that $70 fucking bottle of alcohol. Found him at the SU baseball field, and at the SU baseball field he is now shirtless, and he's running drills, like baseball drills, but just not with anyone or anything. There's no balls, there's no bats, he's kind of just diving from first base to second base, and doing that over and over again, and he's a fucking mess. And we finally riled him up to get him out of this fucking field, and for some reason put him in the back of the line of people heading to the car. Turn our heads for 14 fucking seconds tops, and he has hopped the fucking fence and darted the fuck out, and calls us not like 20 minutes fucking later from the Fruitland Denny's to let us know he's okay and he'll meet us back at the house, and then ran from the fucking Fruitland Denny's back to downtown Salisbury and knocked out all of it, including the baseball drills, in like an hour and a half on his last day of a torn ACL. And the math is about 9 miles, by the way. And just... I have no math for it. I don't know what happened. Doesn't make any sense to me.
How long did you run those 9 miles in?
The whole thing must have... With, minus the baseball drills, I'm talking maybe like 30, 40 minutes for like... there and back, I guess. Because he went to SU, the baseball field, and then Fruitland. I don't know how long it took him to get to the baseball field. He was at that Denny's within like 15 minutes tops, maybe. And then from Denny's back downtown, truly don't remember, maybe another like 30 minutes or so. But it would have been at least from downtown to... You can come within us. I've completely lost track of my words, but I don't think anybody's at the door anymore. got it. But yeah, whatever it was just a ridiculous chunk of time slash activity to do. Like, unless it had taken him 2-3 hours, the entire thing just seemed asinine to me. That he was just... wasn't good enough. But then he just figured it out, and then he became really good, and then broke his leg a few years later. He just broke something, like, every 24 months.
Did he ever get to, like, a professional team?
He should have. He fucked up his elbow when he was, like, a teenager, like, after playing in the Little League and shit. And then... I can never fully remember, but there was steps he should have taken as, like, a 16-year-old to be able to continue to play, like, at his prime, and didn't. And then didn't start playing again until he was, like, 18, 19, playing in, like, rec leagues and, like, softball type shit, whatever. And once he started, he was immediately incredible, but, like, wasn't healthy enough to go and play, like... Because originally the first attempt was, like, short works. And he got into, like, whatever, like... the lowest quality of, like, baseball league, like, community, but, like, baseball, not softball type shit. And they played a few games at the Shoreburst Stadium and everything. And he was dominant at it, incredible at it, but, like, just never got back in shape and together in time. He was in the Marines for, like, a year and a half, give or take. That was because he got bored. That was because he was just bored. That was just...
Who just gets bored and is like, I'm just going to enlist in the military?
Not only the military, the Marines, Lance, but also, yeah, also because it was going to be warm. His theory... years ago, four of them maybe, 4 or 5 years ago, so like 24 or something at the time, I think. There was a brief period of time, and maybe I'm exaggerating this as a comedian, but like give or take, there's also about 11 people that were here. But he off and on with a woman for like 2-3 years or whatever, maybe like 3 years, but she was also loaded. And they would just like date while he wasn't playing sports throughout the winter, then she would like spoil him for fucking Christmas or whatever. That they would, like, either go out and have the best New Year's ever, or, like, break up before New Year's so he could hang out with the boys and shit, get back together after New Year's, because it's still cold for 2 more months before he can play any fucking sports, and then right before Valentine's Day, give her the fucking axe so he didn't have to get her anything for Valentine's Day, because she spoiled him on Christmas, so he'd feel bad if he didn't spend, like, $800 on a Valentine's Day gift, but didn't if they were broken up before Valentine's Day. And then he would start playing sports within the month of, like, February and March and shit, dominate every local sport in Salisbury for, like, 8 months, and as soon as October ended and the weather dropped and the sports stopped playing, he would just be like, hello, and then they'd get back together. And then they would just do that for, like, a year or three, off and on, give or take. And there was a bunch of nonsense in the middle of that, but... And so once they finally were not getting back together in the winter, he was like, well, I don't want to be in Salisbury for the winter, it's going to be cold and shit. I was like, yeah, that's reasonable. And he was like, so I think I'm going to be a Marine. I was like, but we missed a whole chunk in the middle there, bro. We missed a whole, how is, where's, let me know where we landed there. And he was like, oh, they're going to give me like $3,000 and I'll just be in a warm place for 3 months working out. And I was like, I really don't know if you fully grasp the concept of Marine boot camp, but like, if you're down, you're down, man. I'm not going to try and stop you. And then not only one did he pull it off, he pulled it off in March. And he started trying in December. And by the time they actually shipped him out, it was March. So he missed the first few months of sports, and where he was supposed to be between like 90 and 100 degrees for multiple months of the winter was like in excess of like 100, 110 degrees for like 3 months fucking straight. Because he's in like Phoenix, like Arizona, wherever the fuck, in like March to July type shit. And just had to work out wearing 40 pounds of gear in like 112 degree weather for like days and days on end. It was really, he said, the fun tip for you if you're ever in a new Marine, he said they would get as fucked up as they possibly could the nights before their, like, tests and workouts and shit, because it was so hot and so fucked outside that within, like, the first mile of your physical training, you had literally just thrown up everything you'd absorbed in the last 24 hours. And it was, like, hell for, like, 15 minutes, but he was like, you could literally just down handles of liquor the night before, have a fucking blast, and then whether you wanted to be up or not in the fucking morning... There was a motherfucker who was going to hit you awake if they had to, but, like, you was going to be up. So you just woke up, and then within that first, like, mile in 100-degree weather at 7 a.m., you would just throw up everything, you were perfectly fine, downing water, your pit stops, and knocking out your physical exercises and shit. And I was like, oh, that's kind of an insane fucking way to look at that, but if it worked, it worked, I guess. No hangover, there's just no alcohol or liquid left in your system in general. I guess that's how it works.
Hell, yes. I might just have to start doing that.
You know what I'm saying?
Just after my bender.
Day after benders.
Give or take,
run,
T-Dog.
He's gonna
after
run 9 miles.
Just, bro, run from the fucking Fruit Walmart and bag, bro.
Run to Denny's, dude.
Run to Denny's. Get
your chocolate milk and then run home.
Get your chocolate milk. That throw up would be excruciating if you just launched 40 Miller Lights and a fucking chalky milk at your fucking throat.
I can't eat pineapple pizza because I mixed pineapple pizza and chocolate milk when I was a child and fucking vomited outside of. Maybe dude. Lombardi's?
Max, that's... I don't know if you realize this or not, but start with those types of things, bro. This motherfucker said I can't eat pineapples anymore. I'm just that shit with chalky milk.
I went to...
Bro, that's fucking absurd. I don't care if you were that's 7 or 14. Story. That's a hilarious thing to fucking do.
I can't eat bone roller pizza anymore because when I was younger, me and my brother thought it was a great idea to put vinegar on the pizza.
What?
Oh my God. I went through hell for 3 hours after I got home from Ocean City on the fucking toilet.
Bro,
it was like eating an entire box of laxatives.
That was big.
Aren't you lactose intolerant?
Now let me explain to you what
so
down laxatives
double
is like. Okay? Because there's a portion of my life I can't tell in the podcast, but that we'll do in stand-up in a month or two, where I needed to poop like every 7 days and poop in excess. You know what I'm saying? And so I've done way too many laxatives / self-enemas in my life. You know what I'm saying? And you can buy, we just call it a butt squeeze normally, because it's like $1.89 at Walmart. You buy it, you shove the tip of it up your ass, you give the fucking bottle a squeeze, pull the tip out of your ass, and like 27 seconds later, everything you've ever eaten is going out of you. It's an incredible time. You have to try some time. And we just call it butt squeeze. But it's only if, like, you don't have any plans / you're like, what would it be like if nothing existed inside my body besides blood?
This song right here is one of the greatest songs of our generation.
Music video with the whole thing,
the
too.
Music
all
video is crazy, too.
It's probably the greatest thing DaBaby's ever done in his 72 seconds on the
song.
I don't like
DaBaby that much, but his verse in the song carries.
It's
I'm not going to lie, it carries the song.
And it's absurd.
And that's what makes it amazing.
And the casuality of these three men together is hilarious, honestly, bro.
It's so random, too, because, like, why would DaBaby, J. Cole, and Luke collab? Like, it's not...
Dude, it's so fucking funny, honestly.
It doesn't make sense.
It's so funny, man. It's so silly, bro.
And I'm a huge... Silly. Like, the reason I know this is because I'm fucking sporadic about J. Cole. Like, I love this man.
J. Cole's a goddamn genius, bro.
He is crazy.
Man, this drives me, bro. His shit is fucking silly.
I think I listened to this on the way over. I'm gonna be 100% honest.
That might be the fucking.
I don't think
vibe.
I've ever heard it, dude.
You never heard this?
Ty, Ty listens to EDM.
Oh yeah,
exclusively, seemingly EDM and Smash Mouth.
We were
at the gym the other day, and I was like, I need to get a pump up playlist. He was like, oh man, I've got one going right now, and I was like, what is it? Smash Mouth. And I was
dude,
like, what do you
did
mean?
You see the lead singer for Smash Mouth?
He's dead.
Yeah,
that's why.
The entire time in the gym, Ty is just trying to be Shrek.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Not regular Shrek, Handsome Shrek.
Handsome Shrek.
Handsome Shrek's important. No. Handsome Shrek is very important.
I didn't know who this dude was until I listened to this song, and he actually has a lot of bangers.
When I saw the first the name of the volume song, I just thought it was Lupe Fiasco, and I was like, this makes no sense.
Yeah,
this isn't applicable
at
all.
Everybody knows about the baby, Let's Go.
How the fuck did he fucking? Yeah, big shout to the baby.
Gold.
The baby killed a guy. Don't forget about that. That's pretty wild.
He killed a guy in Walmart in North Carolina.
Yeah, it's like footage of
the baby.
That's crazy.
There's literally a video.
Straight up, bro. Guy's gotten like a fucking
this
altercation.
This verse right here is the craziest shit.
Which, bro, yeah, it's actually very funny knowing that this man has straight up killed a person and it's on video. He just like claimed self-defense.
Well, that's the fat pose right there, dude.
Yeah, isn't that gangster, honestly? Except he got the actual ring for it. Oh. Bro, I love that. Oh, that shit is fucking silly.
There's another song that it's Drake and Lil Baby. That is Drake's song and Lil Baby's got a small feature, but his verse
carries the entire.
I think it's once in a
dude. That's like 21 Savage. 21 Savage's songs, like his actual songs, are like mid, but every time he's a feature on a song,
Cash out, he goes fucking crazy. Him and Tyler both go crazy in that song.
That should be dummy sick.
And Pharrell is a W producer. One of the most versatile, goated people ever.
Yo, I'm so sorry. Sorry, guys, I'm high as fuck.
English?
Mad random side note, but I'm 100% sure I'm not, because it's a roast. But Maurice from Roadies?
Mm-hmm.
That motherfucker looked like Pharrell's granddad and grandson at the same time.
Who the hell is Maurice?
Yeah. Bro, Mo at the bar.
Who the hell is Mo?
You don't. You've never.
I don't know. They don't leave the
back of the house enough to.
Yeah,
I feel
fair.
Like you know who Mo is.
Who's Mo?
Very handsome
face,
black gentleman with a nice beer and shit.
He's the one that plays the music. In the city center.
The office is right in the same building.
Yeah, because I go into his office all the time.
No, but it's the only. When you walk out of Roadie's to your left in the building lobby, and you go to your left. Big glass office, lights, computers, little golf course shit,
that's
whatever
his.
Is in there.
At the top of the steps?
No, before you get to the steps. It's all glass right here. Elevator's right here.
On your left side?
Roadies is right here. Yeah, and right here is a big glass. It's all glass, like, studio. That's Maurice's studio. He does podcasts.
If I saw his face, I'd know who
you know
he was.
Exactly what you're talking about. But
I don't know. Most random shit. I don't know where this came from, why he called me this. To him, I am Rocco.
And that's hilarious.
And nothing else.
I can't do the math on that at all.
It doesn't make sense to me
funny.
Either, Pat.
Also, it's very funny how rewind, like, 3-4 years ago, before we all worked in the same location, I used to just get high as fuck with Maurice and Tony Wieg in their fucking photo studio. And then people that would come and walk into that studio would be hilarious. Like, anytime, like, Joey comes into Roadie's, and then, like, the people that sit with him,
yeah,
it would be those people. And they would walk into Tony's studio with 19-year-old Fat and fucking 30-year-old Maurice, and then we would all pass the ball around and play ping pong until we were fucking bored, and then leave and go, like, do our fucking jobs. But, like, the amount of times I just, like, smoked a blunt with Joey, last name redacted, and then, not smoke a blunt, but, like, smoke a bowl, and then start playing ping pong, and then we would both just exit out, and then not 4 years later I work for the motherfucker is hilarious, honestly, bro. And all of them, too. Like, motherfucking Joe himself, you know what I'm saying? And motherfucking other boys and boys are friends with and shit. We used to just smoke weed and play ping pong. Not every single fucking day, but enough to where it was, like, a very interesting part of my life when I was, like, 20 years old, running a small business, give or take.
So, like, once a week, right?
Yeah, yeah. We just called it the Underground Ping Pong Dojo. There's a Facebook group with, like, 17
way too
wild names for my name to be incorporated with them. It's just a co-manager of a pizza shop or whatever. And then we would all just get fucking zooted at Tony's place and play ping pong.
Were you good, though?
It was a fucking blast. I was decent at ping pong, honestly. Tony gave me a lot of competition. Maurice would kick my fucking ass. But Me and Mo would train back together. Like, when everybody else would get done playing, if me and Mo were, like, off or just, like, bored still, he would just grab, like, 30 balls and start, like, teaching me about backspin and stuff. Because my backhand in ping pong has always been kind of iffy. It's been kind of like, I'm going to either smack that shit or fail every fucking time. So sometimes me and him would sit there, smoke, hit the bowl, and just practice our backhand, forehand and shit.
You want to know something hilarious?
Gladly.
All of us know who Naderator is.
Yeah, big shot Naderator.
Yeah,
big shot Naderator.
Did you find his Instagram?
Someone told me.
Julia found his Instagram, by the way.
I know she did.
Yeah,
someone
terrifying.
Told me that he lives at the flats now.
He does.
I thought it was a joke. Ha ha.
Oh yeah, no,
funny.
This is real.
I go to my brother's apartment. He lives in the flats. I see this motherfucker walking down the road in all fishnets,
bro.
Just
he exists
fishnets.
Like that comes outside of
fishnet
karaoke,
shirt.
By the way.
Fishnet pants.
Yeah, he exists like
you
that
can
all
see,
the time.
You can just
it's terrifying.
You can see his drawers and everything.
It's terrifying, yeah.
It was the weirdest shit I've ever seen in my life. And then I got out of my car, and he's walking towards me.
Oh, yeah.
And I've never gotten in my car quicker in my life and drove away.
Oh, yeah. Maddie said she waved at him one time, and he, like, looked at her, like upset or whatever almost. She just assumed she didn't recognize her, because they were, like, from a distance. But she recognized him.
This song
was, like,
amazing.
Dreamville is, like,
bro,
all
Dreamville
of the
goes,
shit that I've heard from them
bro,
has just
honestly,
been crazy as fuck.
I understand that, like, lyrically, you have to put them in different categories. But, like, Dreamville and Slaughterhouse exist as, like, my two fucking favorite groups of rappers in the fucking world.
Yeah.
Because they're just both so incredibly fascinating in, like, different ways.
Hell no.
Slaughterhouse is gangster as fuck, and their wordplay is insane. But then you throw Dreamville together, and, like, aesthetically pleasing, like, visually, like, visuals to every video is absurd. The way these men rap is completely different in cadence and shit. Like, oh, I love these groups, man.
Dude, my favorite rapper of all time, easily Wu-Tang.
And I respect the fuck out of that because you are a young man. And me, as barely older than you, doesn't know a lot about Wu-Tang, honestly. And I respect the fuck out of that, honestly.
Wu-Tang is amazing. Especially when he got later into the group and then they started adding more people, like Redman.
I heard that's when shit got a little wild.
That's when shit got wild.
I fucking heavy. Have you seen their TV show?
They have a show on Hulu.
Yes, have you seen it?
I watched the first two seasons of it.
Mm.
Like, as soon like the first season came out, I immediately watched it. And I sat there for like a year waiting for that third season.
That's how it happens.
And I haven't even got to watch it yet. I'm probably going to watch it when I leave here.
I got to finish Atlanta still. Boys, I think we're calling it on the podcast. You boys don't have to leave or anything, but we're at our time.
I'm trying to leave before nine.
Yeah, you're good, Bobby. I'm gonna just motherfucking. Boys, incredible session. Fat out.